I know the hour's late. I just had a geshmaka case that I just wanted to share with you. That I realized that this is mamish tully on all the sugars that we had. The big machloikis, or they say. The big din in the families, and there is a chazanish that b'dievet is mekel. L'maisa, the olam knows that there's a mitzvah called hafroshes challah. That when you bake challahs, you want to know the shiurim, if a person breaks over 5 pounds of dough, so then they're chayev with a bracha. Over 2.2 pounds, then they're chayev without a bracha. That's the shiurim that the women have to know when they're baking challah. So what do you do with the challah? We don't give it to a kohen anymore, because all the kohanim are tamei. So what do we do with it now?
Burn it.
So you burn it. So lemaisa, by me, I don't know about by you, I don't know, maybe it went to Orange, but by Aaron's, maybe they have some fires, but by us, we don't have a fire every Thursday that my wife bakes challah. So where do you put it?
Freeze
it? Why would you freeze it? Why are you keeping it? And leave it till Birkei Chametz? Not a good idea. So Rebbetzin Kanievsky said that? Chazanish said, there is a Chazanish that if you can't burn it, then b'dieved, you could double wrap it and throw it out. Rabbi Shechter holds that if you're doing that, you're missing mamish the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be seref truma tmeya, and if you throw it out, so you're missing the whole, yeah, you're mata de yisur tevel, but your mom is missing the yisoid of the mitzvah by not burning it. So again, if a person is adamant and they're nervous, so then the eitz is they'll throw it out. There are many people that throw it out. This was actually a shtickle din between me and the Rebbetzin about this issue, because ma'aser shehoya kachoya, and this comes up. Person decides he's going to be machmir. Oh, Rebbe Elzon said to burn it, so I'm going to burn it. So what do I do? So the minhag ha'olam is you throw it in the oven. You throw it in the oven. Rabbi Isai, Maisa Shalya Kachoya. A person threw it in the oven. He wasn't handling sugis and tzli. He wasn't handling isurim. He wasn't handling machosurs. He was handling, I have a mitzvah. Truma tmeya. I have chala tmeya. I have to burn it. I have a mitzvah to be burned. Just like their sorry of kachim that were nitme. So do you have a mitzvah bizman hazeh? You don't give it to the kohen because tell me. But you rather what? You burn it. Everyone with me? Team, you with me? The chala, when it was in the oven, when it was roasting on the fire, it touched the lechem mishnah chalas for Shabbos. What's the din? Everyone does it at the same time, but they do what Schultz just said. You do usually you wrap it in tinfoil and you put it at the bottom of the oven, so it's not going to necessarily cause problems. But what happens to the guy who didn't do that, or the tinfoil wasn't fully closed and they stuck together? Rabbi Yisai, where do I look? What's the shaila? You have over here, you have an iser. What type of medium are we dealing with over here, Rabbi Yisai? We're dealing with sli. And now, what are we saying? So what? If it's shamein, so then what? If it's shamein, then it's what? So then it's befateya, and then it's aser, is kadei kulof, you run of shishin. And if it's kachosh, right? Then it's kadei detila. And the Ramah says what? That we don't know. So therefore you have to ask her what? Kidei kulo. Right, Rabbi Yisai? Or if you have shishim, depending on how much chal you had. If you have shishim, so then it would only ask her kidei netila. Right, Rabbi Yisai? Wrong. This would be a case that it's what? It's not mefafeya b'toras badai. There's no shuman over here. This would be a great example of what? Of the Ramos, Vadei Kochosh. So it only asks her what? Kedei Netila, Geshmak. Great. So what do I do? How much is a Kedei Netila, Rabbi Sai? Oh, Meredith. How much is a Kedei Netila, Rabbi Sai? It's going to happen tomorrow in your kitchen. How much is a Kedei Netila? An inch. An inch, great. So take off your what? Rabbi Sai, give me a tool that can scrape off an inch.
A peeler.
A peeler. So you take your peeler and you peel your challah, or you take a knife, right? Right? You take your knife and you're scraping off the challah. What's my problem, Rabbi Yisai? What's my problem? What?
Whatever touches the
top. No. I took a turn off all the fires. No, nothing's hot now. When I did the netila, it's a good aura. It's a good point. We'll call it that. But wait, no heat right now. What's going on over here? What do we do? Remind me again. Siri.
Yeah.
I won't forget your name. Yes, Valik.
Fabro, what's my problem?
You gotta burn that.
They gotta burn that. But what?
Whatever touches the top.
Fabro, stop being so long, dish. Be practical.
You don't know about shulling.
Lachemeshna.
What?
I don't have a shulling. I just killed my chal.
Cut it in half and put a toothpick in it.
You can't understand my accent.
I can say shulling.
No, shulling. Shulling. Shulim, Rabbi
Yisrael. Yeah.
Now,
oh.
Now I just killed my Lecha Mishnah. Now I just killed my Lecha Mishnah. Maybe not. How much did the Ketein Atiloth? So this is a Shari Tshuva, and this Shaila came up in my house. I was everyone was washing. I believe it was Batsheva. Batsheva is my fourth. Mr. Shemi, you all meet her. And, Shabbaton. And Batsheva, we were waiting for everyone to come watch. Batsheva was young, so what'd you do? I was about to pick up the challahs. My wife put down the challahs. We were about to spread the cover, and Batsheva was sitting right next to me. She said, "Oh, delicious challahs." She took a chunk off the challah and she ate it right before I made a bracha. So now I'm sitting there and I say, "Oh no, this is not shalom." But I remember there's a shari tshuva. That the Shari Tshuva quotes a Chacham Tzvi, that he holds that if it's 1/48 of the challah, if only a little bit came off, so it's still a Dover Shalom. So perhaps I'm going to say, now we have to figure out the amount of the Kedei Netilah, depending on the size of the challah, will that be more than, not 1/60th, forget Shishim, we're not looking your day. Now we're back in our Chayim. So we want to know a new Shir. By the way, where's that Shir of 1/48th, everybody say? That's the shear of it's a shear.
I'll be honest with you, I thought somebody would shout out the audience.
And you would get credit? That was amazing. Okay, so Lemaiser, Avaisai, you have mamish all these shilas coming back and applying in Kol HaTorah Kulo, Avaisai, but this is Dvarim Shabiyam Yoyim. So you have to be careful. You have to, from the shear of challah, from the amount we 1/48th of the beitzim is the shear challah. Rabbi Sai, look at this. Is mom? I'm not even. This is not like this. This shaila comes off. This shaila comes because it goes into the fire, and not always a person has to make sure to seal it very well when he puts it and put it at the bottom of the oven. And Rabbi Sai, if it's not in the bottom of the oven, so then it could cause problems in the oven. If it's not covered very well and it goes onto the kli of the oven, Rabbi Yisai, you could have a blia into what? Into the kli. You could trafe up your oven. So just whether or not you fully closed up and you wrapped well, that tinfoil could mamish be this entire week of sugyas, of tzli, lamaisa, and Rabbi Yisai, this comes up. Happens to be, this is a good example of what the Ramah says, that this is vaday kochosh because there's no shamnunis over here. But why did I call you back all in here, Rabbi, so when I realized that this is a geshmaka case that happens? Because this takes all of the yesodis that we had this year, the whole week, the whole binyan, Rabbi Yisai, and Imamish makes it into life. Imamish, it turns it into television. Imamish, like you can watch it. This is happening. All of these things are coming together into the kitchen, and Imamish happening in a practical way. So, Mir Tashem, tomorrow, Rabbi Yisai, we will have more shadows like this and more lemaisa like this, opening up the geshmaka.